Parshas Mishpatim is filled with many, many mitzvos, and not a small percentage of those are things that relate to dinei mamonos, the laws of financial responsibilities that we have towards each other. And within that, not a small percentage relate specifically to the area of nezikin, the idea of torts, or if we or our property damage someone else or their property, what financial responsibilities do we have towards remuneration for that damage. With that background in mind, I think it would be interesting to consider a very fascinating Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara asks a provocative question. Hayman debay lemehevi chasida. If a person wants to become a chassid, a person wants to be truly righteous, spiritually ambitious, punctilious in his or her mitzvah observance, how should they do it? What should area of halacha, of Jewish ideas and values, should they focus on? And in order to answer this incredibly important and provocative question, the Gemara actually suggests three different opinions. The first opinion relates to what we just discussed. The Gemara says the first possibility is lakayim mili dinazikin, to study, to learn, to observe faithfully the laws of monetary damages and torts. The second answer of the Gemara is lakayim mili davos, to study and to observe faithfully the various mitzvos or ideals and values from Pirkei Avos. And lastly, says the Gemara, a third answer, lakayim mili de brachos, to study and to faithfully and carefully observe the laws of brachos, the brachos that we make before or after we eat food. And I think the simplest understanding of this Gemara is that each of the different examples that are mentioned represent a certain category, a broader category, of Jewish values and Jewish life. Whether it's Benam Lamakom, a relationship with God as represented by Pirkei Avos, our relationship with each other, Benam Lachavero, as represented by Nezikin, monetary responsibilities we have towards each other, or the responsibilities in the area of self-development, what's known as Bein Adam La'atzmo, between a person and him or herself, and that is represented by Pirkei Avos, the idea of the values, the ethical and midos and character traits that are espoused and hopefully we can develop by studying the incredible Masechet known as Pirkei Avos. Nevertheless, if that is the case, it is still somewhat surprising, and this is a question that is asked by the Nesivos Shalom, the famed Slonim Rebbe, in his commentary to our Parsha, why specifically is the example given Nezikin, monetary damages of torts? If the broader point is that Benam L'Chavero is important and that treating each other with respect is important, you know, hear, hear for that, but why specifically of all the different examples of Benam L'Chavero and even all the other areas of Dinei Mamonos, why specifically focus on Dinei Nezikin, the laws of monetary damages, torts? So to answer this fascinating and I think very important question, Nesivos Shalom suggests that on a deeper spiritual al derech chasidus, al derech panimius level, perhaps what the Gemara is hinting at is that these aren't, that dinei nezikin here doesn't just mean the laws of financial remuneration if there's damage to person or property, but specifically at a deeper spiritual level relates to things which can cause nezek, can cause damage to ourselves, spiritual damage. There are different ways at which we can damage ourselves. And if a person wants to become a chassid, if a person wants to become spiritually ambitious, punctilious, and genuinely religiously ambitious and spiritually successful, a person has to focus on nezikin, of uprooting the things in his or her life which can cause nezik, can cause spiritual damage. In order to give us a roadmap for how to do this, says the Nesivos Shalom, we should turn towards the opening of Maseches Baba Kama, which is the most concentrated and dedicated place in all of the halacha and Tarshu Baal Peh, which deals with these halachos of dinei mamonos on a legalistic monetary way from the perspective of torts. It says the Nesivos Shalom, we should look to this area of halacha not only for what it tells us about the monetary responsibilities we have towards each other, but with a more spiritual and a deeper eye, with a Hasidic lens, as it were, to see these as symbols or metaphors for the spiritual sources of damage, that for the sources of spiritual damage that if we can't control will injure ourselves and prevent ourselves from becoming Hasidim. And that's really what the Gemara means. What are the different areas, categories of Nezek that are discussed in Baba Kama that we can then understand on a deeper level? Says in Nesivos Shalom, you look at the Mishnah, you look at the opening of Maseches Baba Kama, you'll see these are four categories, and these can be all understood on a deeper spiritual level. Number one is shor. If your ox damages someone else's property, says the Nesivos Shalom, this represents the sin of, or the Yetzirah of pride. The Medrash tells us in Shmos Rabbah that the ox, the shor, is the pride of all behemos, and just like a wild shor who can't control itself, and therefore that's why it gores someone else or someone else's property, so too some of us have pride inside of ourselves, and if we can't control it, it'll come out and create damage. What's the second category? Bor. Bor is if you have a pit or some kind of a cavernous place that you've dug in the public thoroughfare and you didn't properly secure it, you didn't cover it, and then someone else's property gets hurt or damaged in the bor, you have financial responsibility. On a deeper spiritual level, says the Nesiva Shalom, this represents the opposite of pride, the opposite of ego. Pride can lead to the fall, but so can its opposite. If a person is, so to speak, down in the pit, down in the dumps, if you've sinned once or twice or whatever many times, and then you start giving up on yourself, you lose your sense of pride in a healthy way. You have yish, a loss of hope. You've given up. You have a lack of self-confidence. That often leads to even more dangerous and injurious behavior. So that's a second thing that we need to control. Third, says the Gemara, another example of a financial category of damages is known as ma'aveh, which is understood as shein. If your ox or your animal eats other people's property or produce and causes damage that way. Says the Nesiva Shalom, on a deeper spiritual level, this relates to the whole category of halachos and ethics that relate to food. Food is a very basic passion that people have. It's something that we have to do every day, many times a day. And there are all sorts of halachos about what we eat, how we eat, etc., etc., including brachos. And all of that is a third category of religiosity, which we need to be careful about. And last but not least, says the Gemara, there is a known as hever, which has to do with eish. If there's a fire in your property and it gets out of control and it goes into someone else's property and it damages, you have financial penalties in such a case. Says the Nesiva Shalom, on a deeper level, that Aish represents more broadly uncontrolled passions that are out of control, the fire inside of you for passionate experiences that you simply cannot control. Put together, says the Nesiva Shalom, Haiman de lemevi chasida. You want to become a chasid? You have to focus on controlling all four of these nezikin. Don't let these four areas control your life, damage yourself, not only hurt other people, but hurt yourself. If you control and uproot these four areas of Yetzirah, then you can truly be a chasid.